I just had that in my head with this stigma about dyslexia, but I just
think, you took it as a knockback when it's not.
It's not. I just think everyone learns in different ways.
Yeah.
And in schools, you'll see, you sit in a classroom and everyone's taught the same way. We all need to be taught individually as a person because everyone learns in different ways. And I learned that with boxing. I learn a lot better visually when I'm shown something instead of being told something.
That's why it's so important to build up those relationships with your talent, because I think when you know them inside out and you have that relationship and that bond, you all want the same things and you know exactly where you want to go.
How is that for you, actually, by the way, eat speaking and breathing boxing?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
No complaints, really, other than the fact that I don't really get to eat what I want.
The fridge is like green half the time, isn't it?
Hello, I'm Hannah Hennessy and I am a talent coordinator at HLD, and I manage Francesca Hennessy, also known as the Billion Dollar Baby. We're going to cover all things at home, working with family. We're going to cover Fran's first few fights and how that all went. We're going to cover her fight weeks in detail. So let's get into the episode. Franny,
hi.
Welcome on Managed Podcast. How are you?
I'm all good, thanks. Better for being here. Yeah, sorry this morning whilst we're brushing our teeth. Eating our brekkie. But yeah, no, it's good to be here on the Managed Pod.
Well, we've got Fran on today, and we're going to be talking through a few key points in Fran's career. We want to go over what it's like working with family. As Fran, our whole household, as most people know, it is revolved around boxing. Literally.
Literally, yeah, quite literally.
We eat, speak and breathe boxing. So, yeah.
How is that for you, actually, by the way, eat, speaking and breathing boxing?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
I mean, it's great. No complaints, really, other than the fact that I don't really get to eat what I want. But yeah.
Yeah, the fridge is like green half the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, to be fair. It is, down to you. But yeah, let's get into it a little bit and talk about you. Like, what were your thoughts when you first heard that I would be a member on your team and actually manage you commercially?
Well, like, my first initial thoughts, like, I was over the moon, because what more could... Not going to give you a big head here, but what more could you want than like your own family, part of your team? Like, obviously, we've been so close from so young anyway. So, mm-hmm. like, obviously, I trust you with literally everything. So, you know, we've got obviously Michael part of the team, Dad part of the team, obviously, Mum is part of the team. Like, I just feel like it's so nice that we all can work together. We can all talk. Like, look, don't get me wrong, like, it can come with its complications because, you know, even for you as well, we're constantly around work because obviously we all work together.
Yeah.
So, like, for you sometimes when you come home from work, me and, like, Dad or Michael or whatever will ask you about what's going on and things where you just want to chill. Same for me. But, like, that's the only things that come with it, I suppose. Like,
yeah, I think
other than that, it's brilliant. You know, like, we all trust each other more than anything. Like, and what more could you want than to work with your family? Like, I think it's the best.
The best thing about it is that I think we're all on the same page. And I think that's why it's so important to build up those relationships with your talent. Because I think when you know them inside out and you have that relationship and that bond, you all want the same things and you know exactly where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it a lot easier and probably the best thing. Because I think you're not going to fight harder for anyone than your family, really, are you?
And I also think, like, out of anyone, you know me better than anyone. Like,
yes.
I think because, like, we've been so close our whole lives. Like, mm-hmm. you'll know automatically if a deal comes through or you get a deal or, like, if whatever comes through, you'll know automatically if I'll like it or not. Like,
yeah.
even before you've approached me with it, mm-hmm. you'll know if it's up my street or if I'm going to like it or if I'm not going to like it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas when you haven't grown up with someone or, you know, they won't know you as well as that.
Yeah.
So I think there's so, like, it's so nice to be able to have you as my manager because as well, like, I feel so open to come to you with
yeah.
everything. You know, like, if I'm not happy with something, I know me and you can have an easy conversation and, like, it's easy. Like, you're not going to feel any type of way.
No.
And I'm not going to feel a type of way if you have something to say to me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I think we work super well together because I think we've got that understanding there that, you know, we are sisters and we might have the odd bicker at home. However, we do have that line when work's involved, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like you do take me seriously when we're in
yeah.
work mode and I take you very seriously.
Of course, yeah.
And then obviously when we get home and
Hannah's kitty.
The lights have gone down.
Hannah's nickname's Kitty.
We go back. So I guess you could say the home work life balance is tricky, but yeah. I feel like we've got on top of it now, and we respect each other's boundaries.
Yeah, because at the start, like when you first became like my commercial manager, you'd come home and I'd be like, so what's going on here? And some days you'd come home and be like, Fran, like, why don't you ask me this when I'm actually at work? Like, I'm at home now, I'm chilling, like, and all I'd be asking you about is what happened in the day and what like you've done and this and that. So I think now, like, as well for me, I've got that understanding that you are in like the office all day, you're yeah. working hard all day, whereas my job's a little bit different, whereas I'm in the gym like twice a day, but I get to go home and chill for a bit. So
yeah,
I at the start, I don't think understood like you're working all day and working on this, that when you get home you do just want that breather.
Yeah,
so I think we've come to like a good kind of balance where, you know, like I know when to approach you with it and like when you need to have your own downtime.
Well, I think it's the same for you, isn't it? You know, when you've had a really long day training, you just want to go home and switch off. Mm. The last thing you want to do is think about running, jumping or squatting.
Oh, literally. You know yourself, sometimes I'll come in after a really hard session.
Yeah.
And I will be like the blinkers will just be down. I'll be like, walk straight through the house, just say hi to everyone, yeah. not really have much to say.
Well, I think
just want to eat.
That's actually an interesting topic to cover, actually. I think where you are different to other talent in some aspects, because, you know, your job is slightly different, because your job is to, you know, exercise all day. So you're constantly training from like the crack of dawn, really. You wake up at,
well,
you can help
different
me.
Times
all different
the time,
times all the time. You train two three times a day.
Yeah,
two three times a day. So it's difficult, because I think where obviously we would like you to go out to like all of these events and network and things like that, you just can't do it sometimes, a lot of the time, because, you know, half the year you're in camp anyway.
But I think that's where this is great, where like you're in my team, because I think you see what it's like for me in camp.
Yeah,
you see what I have to put my body through, and you see how tiring it can be, and like,
yeah,
you understand that sometimes after a day of training I'm not going to be able to go to, you know, an event, even if it is a massive event or things like that. Like, you understand that because you see what we have to do. You haven't just seen it with me, you've seen it with Michael. Like,
yeah,
even though you don't box yourself, mm-hmm. you've been around the industry for years, down to me, Dad and Michael. So
yeah,
you understand that, you know, when you're in camp and when you're tired and stuff, the last thing you really want to do is like go out and do
100%
all these different things. But
just to cover
it's a balance.
Just to cover that basis, Michael is our older brother. And he was a professional boxer. I think he turned pro around 19 he turned pro. But he was boxing his whole life, like from, I don't even know what age he was. Like,
so Michael, he had his first amateur bout at 11 years old.
11 years old, yeah.
And I think you can vouch for this. Like, Michael, like, he was so dedicated so early on, wasn't he? Like, it's just been his whole life. Like,
it was, I think, from 11, obviously, you would have been, well, I would have been about 9.
Yeah.
And you would have been
about 6 or 5 or something.
Yeah.
5, is it? I don't
yeah, know. Yeah, very young. So throughout our whole lives, you've grown up around that.
Yeah.
And it was very, you know, Michael was, he was fighting every weekend, wasn't he? Like,
religiously. Like,
just going, getting thrown in the deep end all the time. So I think being around that, I think that is what put that little fire in your belly.
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, obviously Michael's on his journey to come back now. He had a little break. He, as we said, he's been training since the age of 11. He's now 25 years old, 26 next month, and he just needed a break. So he's had 2 years out and he's on the road to come back now, isn't he?
Yes, he
but
is.
Yeah, growing up, Michael was obviously a big part to play in me becoming a boxer.
Yeah, I think he was your role model, wasn't he really?
Yeah, always looked up to Michael. He was literally like my hero, still is, you know. Yeah. I still look up to him so much for his work ethic and everything he achieved in boxing, and
yeah,
that's what gave me the work ethic I've got now, I think.
And, definitely.
But, yeah, and then, but I also looked up to you for all the makeup, the hair, just like your, you said yourself, I copy your personality, you know, like sometimes your jokes and stuff, I will copy. So
I think it's funny. We've always said that you are literally an in-between of me and Michael.
Yeah, like literally.
Like there is, like you are just bang in the middle.
Yeah.
Like you could be the most absolute girly girl ever and just want to do all these little girly things with me. And then next thing you know, you're in a ring fighting for your life. It's a little bit crazy.
That's always what it was like growing up though, wasn't it? One minute I'd be in your room doing hair, makeup, like talking about girly things. And next minute, me and Michael be in the hallway sparring and like doing all these things. So I literally am an in-between of you and Michael.
I did get the odd choke slam here and there.
Yeah. But... No, do you know what? Hannah did actually spar me once. Should we go into this story? I think this is when Hannah knew she didn't want to be a boxer. So I was about, what, 6?
Yes.
And you were 9?
8. 9, yeah, 9.
3 years older, yeah, so 9. And Michael, me and Hannah had a little bicker, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
So Michael was looking after us at home. Our parents were actually out. And he said, well, the way to deal with this is put the gloves on. So we put the gloves on and it lasted a total of about 10 seconds, would you say?
Yeah, it was, listen, I was off my A game that day.
But no, she can kick though. That's one thing I will say about Hannah. When
all right,
we used to have an argument and the legs would be going like this.
You're exposing my secret weapon.
Just so people know, you know.
So now we've caught up about Michael. Yep. Let's go into a little bit about Dad. Yeah. So our dad was a boxing promoter. So, and that was, I think we was all babies when he first started,
yeah,
wasn't he?
So young.
Yeah,
so,
like so young. We was, you know, we've literally grown up with it our whole life. So he was a promoter for, I don't even know how many years, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know how many, I think it's above 30 now, like 30 years, I'm not too sure. But he's actually like he's in the Hall of Fame for promoting.
Yeah.
He's promoted on some real broadcasts. He, you know, brought up a lot of great fighters.
Yeah.
And he's, for me, you know, the best at what he does. He's not promoting at the moment, but he's a manager still. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what more could I want than to have him as my boxing manager? He's just unbelievable at what he does, isn't he?
The best in the biz.
He is working night and day. Like, he works so, so hard. And I think that's where we all get our work ethic from as well, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
Dad and Mum, you know, together, they're just such a power team, aren't they?
They are.
And it's, I think growing up around that, that's kind of where we've got our work ethic from.
Yeah.
To push and strive for our goals, because they've always, like, worked so hard to help us get to where we want to be. So I think eventually it's nice that we'll be able to give back to them a bit. And
I think they've always made us feel like we can go in whatever direction we want as well, which is so nice.
Definitely.
And they've always encouraged our dreams and things like that. So I think it's actually like ironic how we've all ended up in the same same business, because it was never planned out that way, was
no.
it? Like, I don't even know what I wanted to do when I was younger, but like, I never knew this sort of like role existed for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was kind of crazy, because I think like one thing Dad always would say about you is that you've got the X factor in me growing
all
up.
All right, Frank, can we not say that?
We would say that though, because Hannah used to like to sing. But no, I think like, it's just nice how it's all ended up, like us all working together, like as a family, because it's just a really nice dynamic. Like,
it is.
But yeah, I think Dad's like definitely the head of it. Like, he, you know, he pulls the strings, he tells us like what to do and stuff. But he's got all that experience, all that knowledge from years. So,
yeah,
like for us to be around it, and for him and Mum to have done what they've done for us throughout growing up, is just like, you know, incredible for us, really. And I know we're going to give back to them, definitely, with what we achieve.
100%. And I think, you know, they've always been there every step of the way. And I feel like up until, like, for my journey personally, with HLD, I feel like when I joined here 2.5 years ago, I was a completely different girl.
You were 100%.
Completely different girl. Like, I feel like If I was to go back and look at myself when I first walked in the office to now, my confidence levels are through the roof. I'm just a completely different person. I feel like my business head has turned on, you know.
Massively.
That, like, that's something I never used to have.
No, and do you know what? Like, I hear all of us actually say it about you. Like, we're so proud how you've just, like, you've come in here and, you know, this whole other side of you has just come out. Like, you're so business headed. Like, and that's why I say I think a lot of it you have actually got from Dad, like a fair bit of what your, like, your business head.
I think, yeah, listening to him grow up and things like that, it was like you pick it up like without even realizing.
Yeah.
And then, but I never had the confidence to sort of use it. But then I think being thrown into like an office with like such like an amazing group of people who just know exactly what they want, exactly what they're doing, and they're so driven. Yeah. Being around people like that, I think, has really helped me
definitely
bring that side out and realize, oh, actually, I do know what I'm doing. Mm. Like,
I think Hannah Holland, like,
oh,
I think,
she's been a massive part to play in my growth.
She's brought your confidence out so much. Yeah, like, she's like always said to you what you can do within this industry, and she's kind of always like, you know, helped you grow. And I think like HLD, I think, has made you grow massively as a person.
Oh yeah, Hannah is definitely probably the biggest reason that I've grown, I would say. She's 100%. Helped me every step of the way since I first walked through the door. You know, she took a chance on me. I didn't have much experience.
Yeah.
She took a huge chance on me, and like, yeah, I wouldn't be here without her, really.
Oh, 100%. But that's like, we need like people like Hannah Holland, you know, who will take, you know, she took a chance on you, like,
yeah.
And now you two are like, you two are inseparable, really, aren't you? You're like,
yeah.
So, but it's really nice to see. And also for me, it's like nice to see that, because obviously, like, Hannah approached me when I was an amateur.
Yes.
So I was like,
it's a similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, similar thing. I remember I was 17, I was at a boxing show.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Hannah there. And I see like her ginger hair, like she just looked like a boss. And she came up to me and was like, oh, like, because we were at the same gym at the time, but I was a shy 17-year-old like girl, not in like the public eye at all at that point, hadn't turned pro. She came up to me and was just like, oh, like, you know, let's have a meeting. Let's, you know, I've heard such good things about you. So a similar thing for me, really, you know, it was when I was amateur, Hannah came on board with me. And
I think she's got a really good eye, Hannah. She can spot from a mile away when someone's going to be, you know,
got potential,
when someone's going to grow and get there, which is really similar to Dad's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. Very similar to that. Like, it actually is. Well, they're both like, obviously, Hannah's the owner of her company.
Yeah.
Like, Dad's the owner of, you know, what everything he does. So yeah, no, I suppose that's like, yeah. But no, it's been really nice to see the growth of you with HLD, and definitely it's been a big part of where you've got to.
What was it like having your first few fights, like your pro debut for one? Like, what was the feelings going on in your head? Like, how did you feel? Obviously, that's a huge moment in your life, your pro debut. I feel like it is for everyone. It stays with you.
Yeah.
Just go into a little bit about that and how, you know, Dad's influence and around that shaped you for that fight, and how everyone else had a like part to play.
So I think like with my pro debut, I think I had so much pressure on me because not many people knew what I was going to bring in the pros, you know. Obviously, Dad had a big part to play in the platform I was on and everything like that. So a lot of people had things to say about that, you know, that I was just there because my dad's kind of got me there type thing.
Well, I feel like that's something that you get told daily, isn't it?
Yeah.
By these like people on the internet. And I just think, like, listen, you are very lucky to have the dad that you have. You are
very lucky.
You know, you've had.
I would never change it. With that, never ever.
Never.
Like,
and you've
I
had,
am where I am because of that.
You know, yeah, like he's helped you all along the way. However, he's not in there fighting for you.
No.
So nobody can take that away from you, that you haven't, you know, you've earned to be there.
Yeah, no.
You absolutely have.
And that's something I'll definitely say, you know, like, I wouldn't be where I am without Dad, because he's one of my biggest supporters, you know.
Yeah.
He's helped me get to where I am 100%, and I'll vouch for that to anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, obviously I have to do the training. I have to get in there and fight. Like, no one can do that for me. Mm-hmm. So I think with my debut, because obviously dad was actually, he dad knows what I'm capable of. He's seen it. He knows what I'm capable of. He was saying to everyone what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And no one really believed it. No one, unless they had seen it, had really believed it, you know. So on my debut, I think that was the start of something special because I got to get in there and show people like what I could do, you know. From I don't think people was expecting any of it. I was 18 years old.
No.
On Sky Sports Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out dancing.
I've got to be honest, I wasn't expecting that either.
No.
I really wasn't. Like, you, it's so funny with you because it's like outside of the ring, you're just this like cute, like you're just this cute, humble girl that just wouldn't say boo to a goose, would you?
No,
like, you're just so, you're the sweetest person. You're the kindest person ever. And like, You're not one of them that is like, you want the attention or the spotlight or nothing like that. You're so reserved like that. So that night when you started dancing out, I was like, jaw to the floor. What's happened?
Oh, I think this even goes back to like growing up around the pro scene.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what to expect on my debut.
Yeah.
I knew what to expect. I knew what I was going into. I've been there. I've seen 100 people, I've been in the changing room with them when they're going out for a title fight, when they're going out for their debut, when they're getting the hand wrap. So I knew what to expect.
Yes.
So for me, like on that ring walk, it was like, I'm meant to be here. This is what I've been wanting to do since I've been a young girl. You know, that was always my dream, to turn pro, to become world champion, to become undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
So when that music started going, I don't know, it just felt like, this
your body
is my
just
time.
Moved with it.
Yeah, this is my time. This is what I'm meant to be doing.
And that marks your trademark now. You're known for your ring walks, really.
Yeah.
A lot of people picked up on that on socials. You know, your TikTok exploded with views.
Yeah.
On every single one of your ring walks.
Yeah. No, I think it's... I know, watching as a fan when I'm watching boxing.
Yeah.
I get excited to see what someone's going to do for their ring walk.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely do get excited, like, wanting to see what someone's going to do for their ring walk.
I don't think people realise what goes into a ring walk.
No,
like,
they don't.
It's not like people just think the night before, oh, I'll walk out to that song. I mean, some people might, but we definitely don't.
We don't, yeah.
I feel like we always want that hidden meaning behind it. We always want that, you know, we want that beat going.
We want that
wow factor. We want people to, you know, not think, oh, like, not this song again. We want that. You to come out and people be really...
Well, you want them to be entertained from start to finish, right? Like,
absolutely.
My supporters, you know, I wouldn't be where I am without my supporters,
no.
You know, who, you know, say nice things, who, you know, support me, who buy tickets, who, you know, even just share my things or like my things or send a nice message, you know. All these people, I would not be here without them. I wouldn't be doing this without them. So why not give them entertainment from start to finish?
100%.
If I'm confident in what I'm going to do, which I am, then why am I not going to give them entertainment from start to finish?
Definitely. And I think that is so important to have that entertainment side of it, because I do think, you know, you can be a great boxer and you can get in there and you can do the job, but what are you going to do to keep people on your journey? You need to show them like why they should love you. Like, and I think you've definitely picked up people that love you for you, not just because of your talent in the ring, but because you're a beautiful person.
Oh, thanks,
Anne. No, you are. You are a beautiful person.
I think I do try, like, you know, with anyone who supports me and stuff, I do try to interact with, I do try to, you know, if someone comes up to me at shows or anything, like, I will sit and have a conversation. Like, I want to know about them as well, because these people have, like, helped me get to where I am. They've supported me in my career. So, I feel very blessed to have the people I do supporting me on everything, on socials, on everything, you know. I feel the love.
Yeah.
And I think that's why that even gives me more of a boost to go out there and do a good job, because it's like, I want to keep them round. I want to keep, you know, that support growing, and, you know, the people that have supported me, I want to show them that they're right in, you know, what they've been supporting. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So should we go into a little bit of detail about Fight Week?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people don't, like, obviously they do see a lot of it, but they don't see, like, a lot of the behind the scenes. I mean, we try to fit out as much as we can, but I feel like it's a really tricky one because so much happens and so much goes on. It's very hard to document, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, like, our fight weeks especially, I feel like they just are jokes from start to finish. Like, when you do look back on them, they are funny.
Yeah. I think I definitely always look forward to the fight weeks. Like, yeah. For me, obviously, fight night is the best one, and that's what you really are looking forward to. But I do think before the fight week, it's exciting, isn't it?
It's like the build-up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there's different stages of the build-up and things, but I just think, like, especially our team, like, it's quite a funny atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fight week, like, especially I'd say, like, you and Michael. I just think you two bicker and it's so funny. Like, you two kind of bicker over who's doing more fights.
The thing is Michael is very, like, I don't know how to put it into words, but he doesn't understand my job.
Michael, yeah, he doesn't understand the job, but he is just like, I feel like you two's personalities are a bit like chalk and cheese,
yeah,
aren't they? But they really gel because it's like funny,
yeah,
you get on,
we
you know?
Do, yeah,
it's funny how you get on, like,
we just have different outlooks sometimes. And I think, obviously, you know, Michael is great, obviously, to have there, and he's needed there because he's done it all before.
Yeah, he is a big help to me on fight
week.
Yeah,
and
like,
he knows all the right things to say to you, you know. Yeah. He speaks to you, like, before you go out there, you know, he's the last person you see before you enter that ring, always.
Yeah.
I think he's got a huge part to play during that week in, you know, with your nerves, because I know you say you don't have them, but everyone has them.
Oh, no, no, I'll happily say now, like, you know, I have nerves. It's healthy to have nerves, but I just think it's how you cope with that.
Definitely. And I think where he's with you, you know, training you every other day, like with Brad and stuff like that, he oversees everything. He knows exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
That's the side of things that I don't really get to see.
Yeah.
However, like, my job is to help you mentally. And, you know, we're doing that. We're doing everything with the brands and stuff like that. And
I think you also, like, you know, I need that, like, female around me sometimes.
Definitely.
Like, because you, like, especially, like, weighing in and things like that, you're able to help me with so many things on fight week. Mm-hmm. Like, even down to things like, you know, whether I'm on my monthly or whatnot, like, you're just there, you understand how that feels. And like, another thing I always say to everyone is I like having you around on fight week because you're not just talking to me about boxing.
No.
You're always just taking my mind, like, off things, and we'll have a laugh and it'll be lighthearted, and, you know, you'll make jokes. If I'm in a bit of a serious mood, you'll make jokes with me and make me laugh. And so I think, like, where you don't, like, obviously you're involved with the boxing, but where you're not constantly talking to me about boxing on fight week, it kind of feels like when I get into my room and I'm talking to you, I'm like, can put that aside for a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that's also a massive thing for me. And also on, like, press conference days, like, you're helping me get ready, you're helping me pick my outfits, you're helping me.
Not many people know
things.
This, but I am actually Fran's hairstylist, MUA. and clothing stylist.
Yeah, you are. You're a hairstylist, makeup stylist. Clothing stylist. So I think you do definitely have a big job to play, because a lot of people do comment on my outfits on press conference day. So now you know where they came from.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I can't take all the credit. You do. You know what you want as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you do pick out the outfits. Like, when I'm training, I'll say to you, Han, can you just go and have a look and send me through some options? And you will do it, won't you? Like, you do it, like, so it does help me out.
I thoroughly enjoy it, actually.
Yeah, it does help me out a lot in that sense, where I just, like, you kind of take that off my hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think on fight week, it is just, like, pure jokes. I think, obviously, like, mum and dad are there, and, like, you know, Sham's always there.
Shout out Sham.
We love Sham. Sham basically gets all the content for us, doesn't he, Sham?
Oh yeah, he will, like, be with us throughout the whole fight week, and he is just phenomenal, isn't he?
Yeah.
At everything. He gets all, he will, like, document everything Fran's doing throughout that week, like, of the team, us, you know, even when we're not aware, that camera is somewhere.
Yeah. He, like, also helps with so many other things as well. Like,
yeah,
Sham,
oh, yeah,
helps with so many other things.
He's a huge part of the team.
Yeah,
but
massive.
I think it's so great that he has documented all of that, because you can look back on it and in years to come, you know, and we, it, it's I think it's things that you can show your kids and like,
yeah, of course.
And also, I feel like
Sham's part of Team Hennessy Sports, so my dad's, so he's part of my dad's team.
Yeah.
So my, like, yeah. So we're all, it's just so nice to have everyone around. And I think as well, like, Brad's basically family now, isn't he? Like, Brad, he's basically part of the family.
We can't get him off that couch.
Yeah, literally, he's basically part of the family now, which I think is so nice because, like, as I said, Whatmore, like, you know, we all trust him so much, and having him in my corner and things, like, it's just so nice to.
But I do think that's why it's so. I think that's the best thing. I think when your team, you know, they essentially become family.
Oh, of course.
Because you work together, you're together every day, you spend more time with them than you do at home.
Yeah.
Like, it's so important to have that bond. And I think as well with you, like, for you, it's super important to, like, have that connection, that bond with whoever is training you.
Of course. And I think, like, we as well, we have such good communication. Like, me, Brad, our dad, and, like, obviously, Michael's training with Brad as well.
Yeah.
Like, we all have such good communication with each other, like, in training. If we think something needs working on or whatever, we all feel free to talk about that and to address it and,
yeah,
like, work around it. But, yeah, it's just so nice to have such an intimate team as well with Luke Greenslade, my strength and conditioner. He's also, like, family now. Like, you know, it's just such an intimate team and an intimate bond. I feel like this, and also now my nutritionist, Scott Robinson.
Yes, I was actually going to go into that a little bit in a sec. So, can you speak a little bit about, you know, your training, how many factors go into, as you've just spoke about, you've got your nutritionist now, strength and conditioning, you've got recovery.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that come along with just the training, you know, what everyone speaks about.
Yeah.
So let's dive a little bit into that.
So I think the training is just like, I love training. Like, this is what I've been dreaming of doing since young age, being able to be a boxer full time. You know, I'm so blessed to do that. Like,
yeah,
to be able to train every day, to be able to do things like that. I'm living my dream every day, which I'm so thankful for.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's obviously so many different parts to play in it. And I think a big part is my team and how they structure it and, you know, how they set things out for me.
Yeah.
As I said, obviously, Scott, you know, he's come on board now, Scott Robinson. He's been a massive part to play in this camp, you know.
Yeah.
Helped me with so many different things. This is the best shape I've ever been in. Like, ever. 100%, without a doubt, best shape I've ever been in. And, you know, when you pull that together with Luke, who's my strength and conditioner, who I've been with since the age of 16 doing my strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
So he knows my body, he knows how I work, and you know, he does so much for me, Luke, in the sense of, you know, training. You know, he used to get up with me at 5 a.m. when I was younger to do hill runs before school. Like, you know, and then pull that in with Brad. When you put those three together, and obviously my dad's steering it all, when you put those three together, it's just,
dream
it just
team.
Feels like a dream team. Yeah, yeah, massively a dream team. Massively. So, but yeah, no, but the training obviously gets intense, gets so intense, and towards a fight and things, but
I think you just, like, what I know being there, the closer and closer you get, especially on the fight week, you know, you'll be at the press conference and you'll be, you know, you'll be pushing through because you'd usually have an open workout the day before kind of thing, and then you're at the press conference the next day, and then it's usually when it hits the Friday and the weigh-in, and you're just like, I just need to do this now. Like, you want to eat, you want to...
you just want to refuel, get and go and just
It's so tough. Honestly, I think the discipline that you that goes into it, like, and it's not just that week either. You have to stay disciplined all year round. I know I know, like, you'll have a, like... You'll eat what you want for, like, a week or something. But really, you are disciplined all year round.
Yeah, but, like, I think you can vouch for that with me, like, going out, I don't go out really. Like, I don't really, when I'm fighting as well, like, I'm indoors. I don't, you know, on the weekends, like, because this fight got pushed back, you know, I'm having to miss your birthday celebrations. I had to miss my 21st birthday celebrations, you know. We just, you know, these things are just things that I'm choosing to do, really, because I have to do that in order to achieve what I want to achieve in boxing.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as, you know, for me, it's not like a huff and puff thing. I've chose to do this.
Yeah.
I've chose to make these sacrifices. So, like, I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
But I think, like, yeah, obviously it comes with missing out on things, not eating, like, nice food all the time and, you know, having to make sacrifices in that sense. But I suppose everyone has to make different sacrifices in everyday life. So
absolutely,
I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing and to love what I'm doing. Not many people love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so blessed to love what I do.
You really do, yeah. I think you can see that though, because I feel like anyone can see how much you want it.
Yeah.
And I think you have to want it to actually make it. I feel like some people lose that along the way.
Yeah.
Initial want, but I can see you just want it so badly.
Yeah.
You want to get there, you want to get to the top, you want to be the top. Like,
yeah.
And like you will, because you've got that fire in your belly.
Yeah, I definitely have that fire in my belly, but it's just like interesting because even in this camp, like every camp I felt like, oh, this is the most disciplined I've been, this is that. But this time I've gone to a whole another level of discipline.
Yeah.
Like a whole another level. Like
you have.
And you know, before I thought I was doing the right things, being disciplined and stuff, but this camp here, I really know that I'm doing everything I can to get to where I want to be, and I'm going to keep it going that way. I'm going to keep being disciplined. I'm going to keep doing these things because I think you can get drawn into seeing, like always wanting to see what other people are doing and this and that, but really you've got to just focus on yourself.
Well, I think as well, it's like, it's health-wise as well. You know, boxing is a dangerous sport.
Mm.
You know, you get punched in the head like every other day.
Yeah, like if you ask any doctor if it's normal to be punched in the head.
It's obviously not. Like, it's a very dangerous sport. And I think that's why it's so important that you are doing what you're doing and you're always being checked. You're always, you know, you're doing the right thing by your body.
Mm.
You take extra precaution there. And I think that's so, so important because people forget that really, you put your life on the line every day. Like, I know we joke about, but you do, because it's not a normal job to have.
No, it's not,
you know.
Well, we've seen it firsthand when boxers have got really badly injured or have, you know, collapsed in the ring and things like that. And
it's scary.
It is. It's such a hard sport. And I'd feel like, you know, I'd be so silly to not take it as serious as I do, you know. So I just think, like, discipline, me choosing to be in this sport, I have to be disciplined. I have to have these sacrifices because, you know, we've, like, our family there and stuff, like, it's so important to, keep, like, be healthy and be doing the right things, which we are, so.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, honey.
I really am. I think you've turned into your own person as well. Like, you've turned into a little businesswoman yourself. You know what you want. You know where you want to go. Yeah. I feel like maybe towards the start of your career, it was kind of led by other people. And you'd just be like, okay, I'm going to listen and whatever. And don't get me wrong, you still do listen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you know in your head as well, like, what you want to do and, like, how you want to do things. And you've turned into your own little boss.
Yeah, I think it's mad to see because I think at school, like, well, even now, I've dyslexia, don't I? So I think at school, I don't think, you know, I never thought I was going to be able to deal with banks the way I do, deal with all these different things that I have had to switch my business head on a little bit, like, which at school, I just wasn't like that. You know, I didn't like education. I didn't like learning things. I was, you know, would play up a little bit at school. But that was because I used my dyslexia as excuse, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas I think one thing I want to get across to young kids is, like, if I'd have put as much discipline and hard work into school as I did boxing, I'd have done so well at school. But definitely, I just had that in my head with this stigma about dyslexia. But I just think,
you took it as a knockback when it's not.
It's not. I just think everyone, like, learns in different ways.
Yeah.
And in schools, you'll see, you sit in a classroom and everyone's taught the same way. Everyone's, you know, I think we all need to be taken a bit more individually as a person, taught individually as a person, because everyone learns in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, and I learned that with boxing. I learn a lot better visually when I'm shown something instead of being told something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, like, that's another thing that I will go into at some point in my career, just try and help young kids with things like that.
I think it's, like, that's a really important thing that you stand for, I think, is, you know, showing kids that, you know, if you do, as well, like, I know obviously you can if you put the work in, but if you don't feel like you gel and like want to go in the direction of, you know, a lawyer and a banker and a doctor and like kind of the direction that schools do push you in.
Yeah.
There are other things to do. And I feel like female in sport is such a big topic at the minute because it's becoming huge.
Massive, yeah.
It's becoming as big as it's ever been now.
It is,
down to people like you though, because you've shown young girls that you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go in the typical direction as everyone else. You can find your own path.
I don't know what I'd be doing now if I wasn't boxing.
Yeah.
Like, I do not know what I'd be doing. Like, obviously,
a chef.
I'd have been a chef. But I think, like, it's just, I wasn't really disciplined at school to anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, really like that. But as soon as boxing came in my life, I've just had this whole different discipline, this whole different work ethic. And,
yeah,
you know, I just think you need to find your niche, your passion and, like, and whatever it is, work hard at it and you'll be able to go to where you want to go. But, yeah, I just think at schools, I just think they need to teach kids how they need to be taught, what they, the way they learn, instead of teaching everyone the same, because it's not going to sink in the same for one for one kid as it is the other. So
everyone's different. Everyone learns differently, don't they?
Massively, yeah. Like me and you are probably learning different ways to each other. Like,
yeah.
But it's just the way you learn and just finding out what is the best way for you to learn, I think.
Yeah. I think your partnership with NMUA was a really like cool one, because I've never really seen a female boxer, you know, collaborate with a huge beauty brand, and you did, and it came out amazing.
Yeah, well, I think like, especially working with HOD, like, I think this is what we was kind of looking for from when we first started working together.
This was the aim.
Yeah, like we wanted to show there's obviously different sides, you know, it's not just like a boxing side of things, you know, for female boxers. Like there is also this beauty side, what I do love and I do like to do. As I said earlier with you, we've grown up, we always liked you, like you would always do my makeup, my hair and things. So
well, that's what you're all about, and I think that's why you're so like a lot of, you know, young aspiring girls like look up to you, really, because you show that diversity, you show that you can do both.
Yeah cool. But like I hope I do that, you know. But yeah, I think like with MUA, that's why it's such a unique one for my last fight, just because, you know, that was kind of always something we looked for, like a makeup brand or something like that, you know, just to show there is two sides to it, because you kind of always see, obviously, like sports brands and things like that, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously you don't really normally see like makeup brands and stuff.
I feel that is definitely what we wanted for you, because
definitely,
you know, that's an amazing achievement and it's an amazing thing for you.
Yeah.
To show that, you know, you're sponsored by a makeup brand as a female athlete. I feel like that's making huge movements within the industry.
I think that's kind of what you guys always set out to kind of bring in and to get, because it's different and it shows a different side to me. Whereas, as I said, if you like sports brands and stuff, obviously that's great. And like, we love the sports brands. But, you know, with MUA, with a makeup brand, it just showed that different side. And I think that's kind of something that HLD always kind of wanted for me, to bring in something like that.
Yeah. How do you feel like HLD as an agency has impacted your career since you started? And you started now about 3 years ago, didn't you, with HLD?
Yeah, definitely. So like, as I said, you know, I was about 17 when I think Hannah approached me. And I remember coming to the first event I ever went to, and like, there was all these influences, like all familiar faces that I recognized, and like it was crazy for me, like when I went to, because I'd never been to something like that before, you know, like with all these influences and stuff, because it always just kind of been boxing.
Yeah.
But I think like with HLD from the start, you know, they always, like Hannah always said to me, like, you know, she could see that girly side in me, like obviously she wants like to kind of for me to show that.
Yeah.
To show this other personality I've got.
Yeah.
Which I think at that age, about 17, my personality, I didn't really show it at all.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, you know, that girly side, that, you know, like giggly side. I'm still now, we even had a conversation the other day, like on my TikTok and stuff, I need to show my personality like, even more on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like that side of things, like with HLD, like it's really brought out.
Well, it's brought out another side, like, you know, before it was just the boxing.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you've got this other,
I've got two sides to it.
Exactly.
Which is so nice. Like, I love coming in the office. I love seeing everyone. I love, it's just a different side to what I do. And it's actually quite refreshing.
Yeah, like you don't want to just be remembered for your wins. You want to be remembered for what you've built outside and who you are, you know?
Yeah, but exactly. But I think like, because I always say to you, I'll come in the office or this and that.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I want to do that is because it's nice to have two sides of it where when I come in here, it's speaking about a whole different side. Like, as we said, the makeup, the hair, the all these different things.
Yeah.
And like just being able to socialise with everyone, because I'm friends with everyone in here. It's so nice to have that other side to it.
So my biggest lesson about managing you, like as my sister, would definitely be that, you know, when you go into managing, you know, it's not just about the brand deals and things like that. You know, that's obviously a big part of it, but it's so, so important to have that relationship there and to have that trust and to know each other. And I think where we already had that, we, you know, obviously just went from strength to strength. But I think, you know, that's something that HLD definitely stands for, is that we have such personal relationships with our talent. And that is why, you know, things work out and things do so well, because we know exactly what everyone wants and we've got everyone's best interests.
Definitely. Like, I think exactly what you said, in HLD, you can kind of feel like it's more of a personal thing than just a business thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd say everyone in here is one of my close friends, you know, and I get on well with so much of everyone in here, and I actually feel comfortable just coming in here and just like sitting down. It's like sitting down with your friends, like type thing, you know, which we all are. So I think it's nice in HLD because you do have that personal aspects where you don't in other things. Like, it would be more business, wouldn't it? Which we do have that.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to have that personal kind of relationship.
So I think that's coming to an end now. It's been really nice speaking to you.
You too. See you at home for dinner.
See you later. just before we go though, do you just want to give us, you know, next fight date? When is it? Where is it?
So my next fight date is November the 29th. It's at the Valet Live in Derby. Excuse me if I haven't said that right. But yeah, the Valet Live in Derby.
Yeah.
It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. I'm so excited for it. And most importantly, it will be live on the BBC.
Yes, so it will.
Nationwide. And it's the first time big time boxing is back on the BBC after 20 years.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, fun fact, last time it was,
our dad promoted it.
Yes. So it's, and that was 20 years ago.
full circle moment, isn't it?
Yes.
As for all of us. So
very exciting.
Make sure to tune in, because this is going to be my best performance to date. Let's go.
Guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you on the next one.
Hit that like and subscribe.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Managed. If you loved watching, please make sure you're following us so you can receive updates on our next episode. I'll see you next week.